Hello.
Hello, is this Miss April?
Yeah, sorry.
Yes, ma'am. My name is Kevon, calling from Emergency Roadside Assistance. Regarding your service request, I just called to clear up a few things. May I have your member ID number that's associated with your roadside plan?
You mean my insurance policy number?
Yes, ma'am.
IN1050537.
Okay, for confirmation, you did say IN1050537.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, but I need to know, do you have your vehicle's full VIN number?
Yeah, send me my registration. Yeah.
Right, go ahead with it.
3G as in God, N as in Nancy, A as in April, X, S as in Sam, E, V as in Victor, 3J, S as in Sam, 501076. The back.
All right. One second. Right, for confirmation, you did say 3G as in girl, N as in Nancy, A as in apple, X as in X-ray, S, E, V as in violin, 3J as in jelly, S501076.
Yeah.
All right. So I did try that policy number and that vehicle's VIN number, but unfortunately, it's not pulling up an account. Give me one second. By any
Oh,
chance, D.
what it
Go
you
ahead.
said 1076.
Yes, man, 1076.
Yeah, that's what it is. Well, my insurance company gave me this information and had me fill out these forms online to get to you. So, I don't know.
Okay, by any chance, do you have your effective date, producer code, and plan letter with you?
Do I have my what?
Effective date, producer code, and plan letter? Effective date on when you got your roadside plan?
No, I don't even know. Only thing I got, no.
Okay. Well, being.
I don't have any of that. So I just called my insurance company. They told me I was active. She put me through like an auto recording. And then I had to put in my phone number. I got a text message sent. I had to follow the link on the text message and fill out these forms with my VIN number and my location, my name, and everything. And then that's when you called me.
Okay. So that,
So.
yeah, that's when you put in the request.
Yeah,
Okay, so.
wouldn't have got this far if my policy wasn't active. And I have roadside assistance. They would have told me, well, you don't have roadside assistance and blah, 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 blah.
Okay. Well,
You want to try the VIN number again? You want to read off to me again and make sure?
I mean, you can read it off and I can just make sure that I have it right over on this end.
Okay. It's 3G as in God, N as in Nancy, A as in April, X, S, E, V as in Victor, 3J, S as in Sam, 501076.
All right, after X, did you say S as in Sam or F as in Fox?
S as in Sam.
Okay, yes, ma'am. That's the vehicle VIN number I have. And we can continue service, but it will be an out-of-pocket expense. And if you are sure that you do have roadside assistance, you can contact your plan provider and get reimbursed for it. Other than that, you'll have to get in contact with your plan provider and have them call in with you and confirm that you do have roadside assistance.
Okay, so how do we do that? How you gonna do that? You want me to call on three-way?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, hold on.
options regarding a claim that has already been reported, press 3. For a recording of the claim's email address, fax number, and mailing address, press 4. If your call is not claims related and you have a question about your policy or need to make a payment, press 5. If you know the 5-digit extension number of the person you are calling, please enter it now. To dial by name, press the pound key. To dial by claim number, press 1. To report a new claim of any kind, including glass-only damage and towing or roadside assistance, press 2. To hear options, to report a glass-only claim, press 1. For towing or roadside assistance not related to an accident, press 2. To report any other type of new claim, press 3.
Please enter your zip code. If you have towing and labor coverage on the affected vehicle on your policy, please submit the invoice with the following information: your policy number and your phone number. The invoice should include the vehicle and the roadside assistance company's information. Your invoice will be reviewed to confirm coverage and the applicable limit subject to policy provisions. Press 1 to hear the claim's email address, fax number, and mailing address. To hear this message again, press 2. To speak with a representative, press 3 or remain on the line.
Hey, call it claims. My name's David. Can you please provide me with the claim number or policy number that you're calling in regards to today?
My policy number is IN1050537. I have Mr. Kevon on the line, and he wants to verify that I have a roadside assistant.
Mr. Who, I'm sorry?
Mr. Kevon. I just called in because I have a flat tire, and so I had to fill out all the information on the line when they sent me the text message, and, you know, so I had to fill all that information out, and he called me because he's roadside assistance. So he wants to verify that I have roadside assistance, because when we brought up the claim number, when I gave him my policy number and my VIN number, it didn't pop up. The account didn't pop up.
Okay. May I have your first and last name, please?
April Cotillier Hunt. Mr. Kevon, are you still there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Bear with me just a moment here, okay?
Okay.
And what vehicle are you driving?
The 2018 Chevy Equinox.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Bear with me just a few moments while I look up that policy information, okay? What state are you located in, ma'am?
I'm in Indiana.
In Indiana. Okay, based on the information that I see here, you would have to submit a request for reimbursement based on your policy. So essentially you'd have to get a receipt from the towing provider and submit it for a reimbursement.
So I do have roadside assistance.
Taking a look at your policy here, based on the terms of coverage, I don't see where that's an option that you elected, which is why you would have to submit a request for a possible reimbursement.
If you're
going to have the towing company come out and assist you with that tire situation, then you'd have to get a receipt from them. You want to write your policy number on the receipt, and I can provide you with an email address to send it in, but I'm looking at the terms of your current coverage, and I don't see where we have roadside assistance added on to the to your policy currently. But you can
do. I just don't see how that's possible.
I'm sorry?
I just don't see how that's possible. I've changed my policy 3 times. I just don't see how that's possible.
Yeah, I'm looking at the policy that we have set up currently in the system for the Chevy Equinox. So, again, it is based on what I'm viewing here, I don't see where you have roadside assistance listed. But, again, if you want to submit a receipt, I can provide you with an email address for you to do so. They can
That's
review
fine.
It for a possible reimbursement.
That's fine.
Okay. Is there anything else I can do for you?
Can you give me that email address?
It's tow, T-O-W, at N as in Nancy, G as in golf, I like India.
Start over. T-O-W what?
At and like November, G like golf, I like India, C like Charles, .com. That's tow at ngic.com.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
All right. Thank you so much.
No worries. Have a good evening and stay safe, okay?
You too. Bye-bye. I'm switching insurance company.
Sir, how much will this be?
I'm not sure. I would have to get in contact with a service provider for you to get a quote if that's what you like.
I'm good.
I'm going to drive it the fuck home.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Kibon. You have a blessed night, sir, okay?
Yes, ma'am. You do the same.
Thank you so much.
Thanks